Blog Talk Radio.
For me,
I want that fucking boy.
And I think
I
need to get back to the base.
Amongst friends. Conversations for the grown and sexy. We will discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Amongst Friends. This is Patrice Reynolds. Your host tonight is going to be Deidre Robertson. Deidre, are you there?
For me,
I want that fucking boy.
And I think we need to get back to the base.
Are you there, Deidre? All right, I think Deidre has disappeared. Oh, gosh. Again, welcome to Amongst Friends. Tonight's show is on. Heather, what's the name of tonight's show?
Ooh, the truth about orgasm.
See, I wasn't trying to say it, you know what I'm saying. But that's the name of tonight's show. Our host that's supposed to be hosting the show is Deidre. She's having a little technical difficulties. It's about to actually thunderstorm. So kind of bear with us tonight, guys, if we kind of drop off. But also joining us tonight is Joe Snyder. Joe, say hey.
What's up, family? I'm back.
Did you say family or Bama?
Family.
We have Heather Owens on the line.
Good evening, people. Good evening. All right.
And of course, and you have. All right. And again, Deidre Robertson.
Yes.
Okay, good. She's back on the line. I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to Deidre, and Deidre, go on and take it on.
All right. Okay, I apologize for that technical difficulty, guys. As Patrice said earlier, tonight's topic is, the truth about orgasms. So I am very sure that this topic is going to be off the chain. Tonight we also have a special guest host tonight. We have Ezell Wooden on the line.
Ezell,
say I did.
Just jokes. It's all good.
All righty. So we're going to jump right on into the show tonight. I want to thank everybody for calling in or logging in to blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends to join us on this conversation tonight. Also, we'd love to hear your comments or your questions. You can call in at 760-683-2662. Call in, both men, ladies. We want to hear what you have to say about this this topic. Want to give a shout out to Kendrick and Valerie that's listening for the first time, and then for everybody who's out in chat. So we're going to jump right on in and talk about the truth about orgasms. So we're just going to go around the room and just find out what is an orgasm. Anybody?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
The question.
Well, I can tell you. I know what an orgasm is.
Okay. Well,
go ahead.
Tell me what an orgasm is.
Why am I not surprised?
Well, not tonight. Okay, this is my first night back, and you know I'm really excited to be amongst friends, but not tonight. So, an orgasm is a climax to the sexual stimulation. Excitement is characterized by pleasure. It's inside of the genital area, and it's accompanied by ejaculation for both men and women at times. You didn't know that, did you?
So you're saying that It's a climax, and it's only sexual?
In the terms in which we're speaking of it tonight? In the terms in which we're speaking of it tonight, I would say.
Okay.
When you say sexual, do you mean only through intercourse?
No, I don't.
Right.
I mean any kind of sexual stimulation, intimacy between two people or self-motivated.
Okay. All right. Anybody
like
else want to come? Go ahead, Joy.
No, I was saying I like what she said, self-motivated. I said that's a nice way to say masturbation.
Okay, and you agree with her definition of an orgasm?
I definitely agree that it is the climax or the phase right before the resolution in the sexual cycle. It is that state of being that all people, I would hope, wants to reach when they are having sex, and that I hope that everybody who's out there having sex understands that the orgasm is a great place to reach, especially if you know what you're doing. And it does come from sexual stimulation, whether it's intercourse or outer course or masturbation, whatever you want to, however you want to get there, you can get there, and hopefully we'll talk about, we'll get to a point where we can talk about the different intensity of orgasms from different ways of reaching them.
Okay. Anyone else?
You know that Patrice is acting shy, like she ain't never had orgasm.
I agree with Heather's definition of an orgasm. I agree with what Heather said. There's nothing else to add there.
Okay, Ezell, you have anything to comment?
No comment. I agree with her definition.
Okay, so then let's go on in and talk about the different types of orgasm, both female and male. Ezell, you want to bring us in on this?
Different types of orgasms?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, there's, of course, you can have orgasms vaginally through intercourse. Most women require clitoral stimulation to have a orgasm. Not all, of course. There are also women that can experience orgasms and climax from anal, breast manipulation,
mm-hmm.
Feet manipulation, and
wait. When you say feet manipulation, you talking about the what? No, what is that?
Having your foot massaged.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay.
So who does that?
That's my other half back here in the back, finding this interesting.
Okay.
There are different types of ways to reach a climax. For males, it's usually through intercourse or oral or anal. Everybody do what they do, so it's there's several different ways to get there,
Okay, so
I agree with Ezell that there is that those are definitely the different ways to reach orgasm. One of the things that I definitely think is important is that, like Ezell said, that for women, it is, for most women, they have to receive clitoral stimulation in order to reach orgasm. Or if they are in tune with their bodies and the man that they're with, or even themselves are in tune with their body, they can reach orgasm through the G-spot. As well, But also, the other thing I wanted to say was that on average, a man takes about, this is average, this ain't every man or every man, but on average, a man takes about 7 minutes to reach orgasm, which is accompanied with ejaculation. And for a woman, it takes 20 minutes for her to reach orgasm. And so, and that's just on average. That's not everybody. That's not across the board. But you can definitely see where it's kind of an unfair position for most women who, you know, who they have a man who, you know, he's done in 7 minutes, and they still, you know, they got enough. They still got almost what 16, 17 more hours to go. I mean, minutes to go before they reach orgasm. So it's definitely one of those things where it is physical, but I also believe that an orgasm is mental as well, and understanding your partner, how to bring your partner to orgasm, understanding the anatomy, understanding what your partner enjoys. And, yes, it is true that there are some people that can reach orgasm through anal stimulation, male and female, oral, of course. And if their mind and their body is connected, they can get, you know, like Ezell said, through their feet. I haven't
seen
it.
That's for the relaxation orgasm.
And there are even some who have out-of-body orgasms or tantric, like spiritual, and not spiritual, like, oh, we're talking just more so just like the soul kind of orgasms, or they call tantric orgasms as well. And I believe all of that plays a part, not just in the body, but definitely in the mind.
Yeah, tantric
okay.
orgasms are more holding off from having
mm-hmm.
an orgasm and letting it build up to a point where it overtakes your whole body and soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait, okay. Okay, so it's building up. So what are you doing? Are you just laying there and saying, not right now? Not right. Wait, hold up. Stop, don't do that right there. How do you...
Pretty much.
Well, no, some people exercise a different level of control.
Right.
And just don't allow it to happen. You build to that. It doesn't just come naturally, but you control it. And you get there by realizing that it's more about your mind than it is about anything else. It's sort of like having to go to the bathroom. If you ever felt like you got closer, the closer you got to the bathroom, the more you felt like you had to go. But if you were in public and you really had to go and you couldn't find a bathroom, you just, your mind, you work your body to hold it. And so I think it's the same with orgasm, to build the momentum.
Now, so I'm assuming that with tantric orgasm
mm-hmm.
or tantric sex, that takes a very long time.
It depends on, because sometimes most people who can experience tantric orgasms, most times they don't even have sex. It really is all about, like, the control factor and the ability to think with more than just your body or your genitalia.
Joey,
really,
can you say that again for a listener?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's tantric sex most times doesn't even involve having sex, the physical act of sex. Most times it is the ability, like you said, about control and being able to be one with your body and your soul and your spirit and, you know, deep. It's about relaxation. It's about breathing deeply, understanding peace, understanding, trying to gain an understanding of your own soul or your partner's soul and spirit and things like that. So most times people who experience tantric orgasms don't even have are participating in sex or the physical aspect of it.
Okay, and what about, or I mean, anal sex? What is it about anal sex that is just, for those of you who have experienced it, what is this big craze about it?
About whether or not it gives you an orgasm?
Yeah, I mean, it has to be psychological, because with anal, you're going into an area where waste comes out.
Well, no, this
so,
is the thing. I think you,
well, waste comes
you can't
out.
Discuss you can't discuss yourself. I mean, not I don't want to use that word, but you can't look at it as the place where something waste comes out of. I think with anal sex, the best way, or what that orgasm that you have, is more about pressure. Most women only reach orgasm by direct stimulation to the clitoris.
Right.
However, there are those who can reach it vaginally, have a vaginal orgasm, or an orgasm from anal sex, more so because of the pressure. And it's sort of like if you were sitting in a chair and you kind of squeezed your legs together and rocked back and forth. It's more about pressure than it
well,
is about
direct stimulation.
Well, I'm
slightly disagree with that. Your clitoris has nerve endings, and actually your nerve endings carry down to your anus for a female.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Well,
so,
yes, they do, but it's not direct stimulation to the clitoris. It is about the pressure, the sensory down there. So I'm saying that it's just not direct stimulation there. But there are a lot of women, although those nerve endings run, don't get an orgasm from just straight intercourse or straight anal sex. There has to be, if they're having anal sex on top of a man, the way they ride that man or have sex has to at some point rub across that clitoris for them to get stimulated. And I'm saying that it's not necessary if you build up the sensitivity or whatever you need to get it elsewhere without direct stimulation. But Deirdre can't say it's the place where waste comes out, or she'll never reach an orgasm from that direction.
Ain't that the truth?
Do you plan to experiment there, Deirdre?
Lord have mercy.
Did we just throw Deirdre under the bus?
I love it. I love
we
it.
We always do it. We do it every week.
Deirdre?
They do that. That they do.
It's okay, Deirdre. You don't have to answer her. Moving on, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's a good night.
I think Deirdre has dropped off.
Probably
she's dropped
so.
Off again. Deirdre?
She's probably in shock, Patrice, because of what you said to her and put over the spot. Her mother's listening in Texas.
Did she fall on the floor?
Deirdre is so not scared of stuff like that. But look, while she's coming back to the show, I do got a question that y'all did not touch on as far as reaching orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
What in the heck does it mean, or how do you get to the point where you are having them in your sleep?
Nocturnal?
An orgasm?
Yes.
It's called a nocturnal emission.
I'm sorry,
or nocturnal
say that again.
Yeah, it's called a nocturnal orgasm.
In layman's terms, it's called a fantasy orgasm.
Or wet dream. How about that?
Azale was just trying to be so. It's a fantasy orgasm.
It's only a wet dream for a man, or a nocturnal emission for a man. It's not. It would be. It'd just be a
fantasy orgasm for a woman.
Orgasm. Exactly. Or a dream state orgasm.
A dream what?
Dream state.
I disagree that it's only with a man. Women have wet dreams too. And they do. Some do ejaculate.
It's a mental
stimulation,
Patrice.
I'm not doubting that a woman ejaculates. I'm just saying it's not called a nocturnal emission for a woman.
Are you having those, Patrice? No,
Heather, I love you. I love you.
Listen, tonight is about truth, and we are
among
friends.
For me to ask a question, of course, you know, and I know I'm not the only one, but I think it's very odd that you can have orgasms in your sleep And of course, it being mental. Why can't you have that same experience while you're awake mentally? I mean, and then and let me just add this, because Ezell said that there is evidence to some women when they wake up that they've had one. But, you know, when you have them when there's no evidence, I guess that's when you know it's mental, you know. So I guess my question is, if I can have one mentally, why can't I have one when I'm awake?
You can have one when you're
awake. You can have one unconsciously.
The problem is that you're not as in control when you sleep as you are when you're awake, and so you're dumbing down your sensitivity to it and rejecting it when you're awake. You're resisting it, and when you're asleep, your body's allowed to take a little bit more control.
Excellent.
Which means that if you're having them on a regular basis in your sleep, you need to be having some awake and stop resisting it in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. But this is
wow.
The way you have a
with
crying.
With your husband, Patrice.
It's not that
just
simple.
Like how you,
not that.
Just like how you cry in your sleep and you really don't have the kind of control over that, but, you know, you're crying in your dream and you end up crying in your sleep, or, you know, how they say if you hit the bottom, you're falling off a building and you hit the bottom, you die, you can possibly die and your sleep. I haven't experienced that or known anybody to have died that way, but they say that because the mind is actually a lot more powerful than we actually know. And so,
oh my God.
And also, it's one of those things where your mind, they say when you dream, your mind is working out in your unconscious, which you were unable to work out in your consciousness, while you're awake, or while you're, so the things that you're unable to deal with while you're awake, you deal with in your dream. And so, like Heather said, you know, your body has a little more control because your body works the most when you're sleeping. And that's why, you know, your doctor always tell you, if you ever heard your doctor say, get plenty of rest if you're asleep, because that's when your body actually does its work, when you're resting, when you're asleep. And so let's say you're not able to reach orgasm while you're awake because of whatever reason, whether it's guilt, it's shame, something is attached to it in your conscious mind, but none of that is attached when you're dreaming or when you're in fantasy land.
Wow.
And that's why you're able to, you have no inhibitions, and like Heather said, you're not holding back the sensations, or you're not holding back for whatever reason, and you're able to just let go.
Well, how do I explain to Jesus after I done woke up that I didn't, you know, I didn't do anything wrong? And
well, here's the
that,
thing,
I'm,
though.
I'm
here's the thing. I'm glad you
women.
Said that. I'm glad you said that, because I think that you don't have to explain to Jesus. Like, he's very clear about your body and what is natural within your body. I mean, a lot of times people don't realize that as children and babies, they masturbate to some extent. They experience orgasms because it is a natural function of the body with a certain level of stimulation.
Lord,
and so
people calling us.
The people can call. They just need to get to reading and talk to their pediatrician. They'll explain it to them.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, so
you're right.
I think that when you're asleep, the one thing about it is if you've ever had, and I mean we're all adults here, so say you've ever had sex with someone and y'all were like rushing and you were getting ready to get caught and you stopped, your body can have a delayed orgasm. So it's like the same thing when you're asleep. Something stimulated you. It wasn't like you were laying there dreaming about sex or you were lusting after somebody. It could have been a pressure. It could have been some kind of tension, a relaxation. You was getting a pedicure on your feet, like Ezell said. I mean, there are a lot of different things that could have stimulated that. And your body is just able to respond to it because you're not blocking it and you're not resisting it.
It's very interesting.
Okay. I would like for our callers to call in at 760-683-2662. Please call in to get in on the conversation. Okay, so let's we've talked about the different types of orgasms. Let's talk about
intensity.
Intensity. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is something big, and I definitely want people to call in, and the co-host, please weigh in on this, because this is a topic that I have often had to debate. But people don't agree. Most people don't agree with me that there are different intensities in the types of orgasms. Like, it's totally different. Orgasm from sexual intercourse could be totally different from the orgasm you experience from oral sex, or a woman who has anal sex, or the G spot being stimulated, or for a man if his prostate is stimulated. There's a total different. It intensifies with different ones, and a lot of people don't agree. And I kind of say that there are different intensities, different levels to orgasm. It's one of those things that I definitely think that if you really want to experience an orgasm to its fullest, that you understand the different intensities. What do you guys think? Like, do you think that there are different intensities to the type of orgasm you receive?
Absolutely.
They're definitely different intensities.
I don't know if type.
Well, I guess they're types, but I know there's definitely different. I agree with that. Definitely different intensities. I mean, orgasm from intercourse and orgasm from head or self manipulation are three different levels. You're exactly right. That's for me.
Definitely.
Is it the intensity that's different, or is it the level of control, or you being relaxed and open to this is what I'm saying. So say, for instance, you're doing, you're masturbating. You know exactly how far you want to go. So, and you know exactly what you're trying to achieve. So you're playing with yourself and, I'm done. With someone who's having sex, you know, it's in your mind. You're like, oh, I'm trying to get to this point because he's digging into me, or she's just laying there and, we're done. So are you saying that the intense because of the type is different, or are you saying that it's the intensity is different because of you letting yourself go? Do you understand what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is, depending on what is, because of course we already know it depends on the person. Everybody's different. We know that part. So everything is different for everybody. But I'm saying, just based on what is done to you, what are you doing sexually? What has been, whether it's like it's just different. If I'm masturbating, that orgasm is going to be, it's going to be nice, because most orgasms are nice, are wonderful. They're the climax, they're the finish, so they're nice. But there is a different level of feeling or a different wave of pleasure that I get from having sex with a woman, having vaginal intercourse with a woman, that I wouldn't get that same intense orgasm from masturbating.
Right, what I'm saying is that because you're willing to go further, with yourself, it's maybe I just need to get the edge off, and so if I could just get a little something, just get a little build up, I'm good. Or if you're or if you're by yourself, you know exactly how far you can take yourself. You can let go and you can keep going, but when you're with someone else. When you're with someone else, the level of I don't trust this person, what are they going to do? I can't let them shake me to the core, because then I'm gonna be dick whipped or coochie whipped or whatever.
Oh Lord.
So you're
I was getting ready to say, who you having sex with?
Right.
No, I think all of those things contribute to it, Deirdre. But I think the bigger part is it's how much stimulation is going on at the time and all of those other variables. So it's sort of like if you're with a guy who is very responsive to your tongue in his ear and you all are having intercourse and you got your tongue in his ear and you rubbing his back or you scratching him or you pulling him or whatever, it intensifies it. It's just like those nerve endings that they said run from the clitoris to the anal hole. Well, if all of that area is stimulated, it's just like if it was just the clitoris, it's one thing. But if you're having intercourse and the clitoris is being stimulated and the anal area is being stimulated, it's sort of like a blended orgasm. And so you have more nerves that are being stimulated, so it's more jolting.
Yeah, but none of those areas would be stimulated if your mind isn't there.
Well, we're talking about with your mind there. Nothing is going to happen if your mind ain't there. But I'm just talking about for the purpose of intensity, it's a way to create. It's sort of like when you're, see, I don't know why we have to have these conversations, ladies and gentlemen. It's sort of like if you're performing one duty and you intensify, you take it up a notch and do something more. So if you're having oral sex on a man and you take it up a notch and include the testicles, it stimulates it a little bit more. It just takes it up a notch.
Okay, so guys, is she correct? Does it, if you're getting your penis sucked and then she adds the testicles, does that increase it for you?
Yes.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, they got to know what they're doing.
Though.
Say that. They got to know what they're doing.
Yeah, because those things are sensitive.
Yeah.
How are they supposed to know?
How are they supposed to know?
No. What I'm saying is, Joey,
say,
you said they have to. They have to. Joey, I'm saying. But what if I've never put a ball in my mouth?
Right.
Then you don't do that.
And everybody doesn't like the same thing. I mean, the next guy might want you to, you know, crush down on him. That's not me. Don't. Ooh, Lord.
That ain't me. Nah, dog. Yeah. That ain't me. That ain't me.
I need you to. You know,
wife, that is not me. Whoever you are, wife, that is not me.
You know, so it's just different strokes for different folks. But communication is everything when you're, you know, whether it's verbal or, you know, nonverbal. You let whoever know one way or another, hey, that is not pleasing or that is pleasing. And I guess the more nerve endings you can stimulate at one time, probably the better off or the larger the orgasm is going to be. But if you, like you said, if your mind isn't right, I don't care how many people got stimulating you. And I won't say it's not going to happen because, once again, there have been, you know, times when, you know, man or woman have been raped and have ejaculated just because most of the time it's involuntary, you know. So.
Right.
You know, you don't count 1, 2, you know, I'm going to have an orgasm in 3.4 minutes today. And it usually don't work like that.
And the other thing is that, you know, there are women who say that their G-spot orgasm is more powerful than their clitoral orgasm. And that, you know, those are two, I mean, if they're cut from the same cloth, like, because the G-spot is nothing but is an extension of clitoral tissue on the inside of the vagina that extends to the anus. But, that, you know, this, and ladies, you just have, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but they are just two different types of orgasms. Well, the experience is different. The effect or the wave of pleasure is different. Or at least that's what I believe that is different, and what I've been, you know, with one, some women have told me that it's totally different. Whereas even with men, even though I'm not going to go down that road to try to find out whether the prostate orgasm is more powerful than just the, you know, the regular orgasm. But I, you know, there are men that say it is more powerful, that if their prostate is stimulated, they have a very powerful orgasm.
Okay. Moving on to the next topic. Do not necessarily. I want to talk about faking orgasms.
Can't do it.
You can't. You're saying you can't fake an orgasm?
Or no, you can fake. You can. Oh, let me let you finish the topic. I'm sorry.
But that's just it. What I want to know is I've heard from a couple of guys that men have the ability to fake an orgasm. Is that true?
Men and women have the ability to act like they have had an orgasm, but you cannot fake the physical aspect of having an orgasm. You can't fake it because
right.
you don't really have that much control over it. When you're having a real, so for women, men, if you just absolutely do not care whether or not your woman has had an orgasm or not, then you've been faked on. But if you actually take pleasure or you pay attention to what is going on to your woman when she is having an orgasm, you can tell whether or not she has faked on you or not, because there are things happening. There are physical things happening to this woman when she is having an orgasm. And I'm talking about things get tight, things get more moist, the heartbeat increases, breathing deepens, eyes rolling, involuntary muscle movements are happening. Something is going on physically for this woman. So if none of that has happened and she's just saying, ooh, ah, yes, right there, I'm there, you might have been faked on.
Okay.
And like Joey is saying, if a man doesn't care, then he'll be with that. And maybe but most men who are good sexually, not just in performance but in perception, will know it's not an orgasm and that you're just going through the motions. Sort of what people do in other scenarios. But it's almost impossible for you to convince a man that you had an orgasm and there's no physical response to that, because you can do the heavy breathing, but there is a distinct way where your lungs are collapsing. Thank you, Lord, for the men in my life, Jesus. When your lungs are collapsing and your body is revolting against you, I mean, it's a man who is being responsive to you and perceptive and reading you right will know. Like Joey said, there's going to be some tightening. There's going to be more natural lubrication.
Yeah.
All of those things. And a man, pretty much, if there is some level of foreplay or touching and feeling, can get that sense right away. He already knows where it's going. And if he's doing the foreplay thing right, an orgasm vaginally or through any kind of intercourse will be very easy for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when Joey says it takes about 20 minutes for a woman, that's why it's so important to women to have foreplay. It's not so much what we think mentally, like we just want to feel loved and rubbed on. That's part of the process for our orgasm. And that's the part when a man wants to skip it, then you know that he's not willing to do, you know what I mean? He's not willing to get you there. He's just trying to get there for him, because that's part of the process. Otherwise, you'll be pumping and humping for a very long time and not understanding why. It's necessary.
Okay.
So you can't fake. Now, I mean, there are men who do have an orgasm that do not ejaculate, and that's because of certain medical conditions and things like that. However, as a woman, you know what a orgasmic penis feels like versus a hard penis, or at least you should.
Or at least you should.
You should.
Okay. Well, playing devil's advocate here, because that's what I do. We just sat here and said that there are different types of orgasms. There are different intensity levels. So your woman doesn't come with that same off-the-world, swinging from the chandelier orgasm every time. You know, maybe you're in a different situation. Maybe you're trying to sneak some from the kids, or maybe you're in the next room with your parents, you know, next door, or you know, maybe you're just trying to get a quickie, and she can very well come, and you may think it's fake because all of what you're normally used to in that pristine environment where you have all the time and no interruptions. But sometimes, you know, it's just, hey, you know what? Get it in, get it out. And that
I'm not saying that you have to have all of those in order to net all of those together. That's one of them catapulting thank yous. But there are times when, like you said, you won't be able to do all of those things, but there will be some evidence of it. It's like anything else. There's going to be some evidence if you know how to drive a car. I mean, it's going to be some kind of evidence. Either you're going to get from point A to point B, or you're going to get a crash between point A and point B. Something's going to happen. So you are going to get a little more moist than you were. You know, or you're going to have some kind of body contraction, some kind of muscle contraction. I mean, there are times when a woman can just have the sort of vibrations or contractions, and maybe she's not lubricating as much for
exactly.
other reasons. It could be other medical things going on.
And that's my point. So to say that you should always be able to tell when your woman is faking, or if your woman's fake, because I assume every woman is faked every now and then, every once in a while. I mean, I understand what we're saying, but I just want everybody to understand that, hey, you know, different levels, you know. Sometimes I'm finishing up like, are you okay?
You still want to know if somebody's faking. They're going to have to show some sign.
That's what I'm saying.
You have to show some sign. I'm not saying you got to show every sign, but you have to show some sign. If she don't show no signs, you're just going to assume it's okay?
There's no way you can say.
I don't assume. I'll ask.
Oh, I ain't going off no ass.
I don't
point back to communication. Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
I try not to assume. I got a mouth.
But my point is, Brother Ezell, is that no matter what, you know, if you are just totally oblivious, like you just do not care whether or not your woman has an orgasm or not, if you just have that, you know, it's out for me, it's for me, it's for me kind of mentality, then you wouldn't be able to tell whether or not your woman has faked an orgasm or not. But my point, the thing I want to make clear is that a woman cannot fake things that are involuntary. And when she's having an orgasm, and she's not saying, all right, heart, pump faster. All right, coochie, get real tight. All right, natural lubrication, on. Like, you can't control whatever it is.
Well, she can do her Kegel exercises.
Yeah, her Kegel exercises are different, but those are voluntary. What I'm saying is involuntary. You can't. There's no way that you can control this from happening when a woman is having a bona fide orgasm, not trying to fake your man because she's just tired of him humping her, and he don't realize that she is drying up, you know, and that she is just not into it because he's just not paying attention to it. He's just, you know, whatever whatever's going on in the head, I don't know, because I've just never been one of those men, because I just like to pay attention. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you cannot fake this. A woman can't. It cannot fake involuntary reaction to the orgasm. It's physiological. It's physical, and there's no way you could. The streamers, the porn star action is not the same as someone having a real, as a woman having a real bona fide orgasm. You have been deceived, you have been tricked, you have been lied to. It's just not, people can fake, people can act. I'm not saying that it's not possible, but I'm saying, but what you cannot fake, what you cannot act is the bona fide, real, involuntary reactions to an orgasm.
Okay. Go ahead.
Even down to, and then I'll, you know, finish, but even down to heart palpitations and the way you breathe, you can't control that.
Okay. So
with women, okay, there's all the extra that they do, but what about with men? How can you tell whether or not he's really had an orgasm? I mean, you're going to get his heart beating really fast because he's just put in some work. I mean, but then there are guys who have orgasm and they don't ejaculate, so there's no physical evidence that he has. I mean, you know, there's no evidence other than, you know, he didn't put in a workout. So how could you tell that a guy is faking orgasm?
Well, he should lose his erection. I mean, there's a refractory period, even if it's, you know, recovery period, even if it's short, there's one. There's usually some type of difference. I know there is with me. So I can only speak,
but here's the thing.
You're saying that he should
lose the blood and all this kind of stuff. But if he doesn't have an ejaculation, then it's not gonna lose anything. He can still go.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it is. No, not well. Medically, I guess, yeah.
So then there's no way.
It's one of those things where. There's a difference between you breathing because you're exhausted and you're breathing because you've been pleasured. You've had an orgasmic experience. It's totally different. It's the way the heart beats. It's the way the breathing takes place. And for a man I don't know many men outside of just having a sorry lay or a dead lay that actually would take the time to fake an orgasm. But we want people because we want to hear the experiences of others. So if you're a man and you have faked it, you know, please call in and tell us how you did it. But just from what I know, you know, here again, we have the same involuntary muscle movements. And ladies, if you take the time to, if you really want to find out, you know, take the time and reach in places where you normally haven't reached the perineum or the space between the balls and the anus. That often contracts and expands when a man is orgasmed or he's ejaculating. You can check, like Ezell said, you know, maybe it's an erection loss, whether the recovery period is short or long, there's something that has happened. He feels more, his pelvic muscles tend to move involuntarily too when orgasm is happening for a man. So if you notice the pelvic muscles or you notice the muscles in between the perineum or like Ezell said, the recovery period is maybe shorter.
How is anybody going to see all that? Like I'm laying down or I'm on top of him, like I'm going to see...
That's
what
why I said you have to feel. I said maybe you need to feel in places that you normally don't go. But
yeah, you know, when he roll over, you know, you start caressing things. You're like, what's really going on? You know?
It's just like for a woman who, you know, her clitoris may become more sensitive. The head of the penis becomes more sensitive after an orgasm or after an orgasm accompanied with an ejaculation, which happens most times with men.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. Your hands have to go in places to kind of see. But here again, we have involuntary muscle movements, just like women. We have heart palpitations, breathing changes, the level of feeling, like you feel euphoric. Like you can't hide that feeling when you try to fake it. You really can't hide that because it's something that you don't really have control over, but you want it. You want it badly.
Okay. Oh, Brady. Well, everyone out there that's listening, we'd really like for you to call in at 760-683-2662. Please call in with some of the experiences that you've had or with your comments or what have you. We really love to hear your comments. We have a caller on the line, Jeff.
Yeah.
What is your question or comment?
My question is to the ladies. Is when a woman squirts, is that like the female version of skeet skeet skeet? That's what.
Heather, have you ever experienced squirting?
Ejaculation for a female?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go ahead, Heather.
So you've experienced that. So is it actual cum or is it pee? What is that?
It is a because I don't know the proper word for it, but it is something that they call it. It's sort of like a semen. What I do know is that many times women, because it comes out of the same, isn't it the urethra? That's taking me back to sex ed. People assume that they've urinated. However, if you notice, just like a man, once he has an orgasm, he has to go to the bathroom. It's sort of the same result with a woman. And so there may be some urine to follow it, but naturally it's an ejaculation, and it's from an extreme stimulation. It's just another level of intensity, and more women should have them.
Okay, so how do you tell the difference?
You'll know because it squirts. It comes from that area. Joe, give her some more technical terms on this, because what this is turning into is that Heather is some kind of expert. And we don't want to do that tonight. We really don't.
It doesn't have the things that urine have. It doesn't have the chemicals that urine has. If a female...
I'm so sick of you. I am so sick of you.
I'm just telling you.
But he's right.
If a woman,
well, no, I never said that it did.
No, I'm not saying
like
that.
No.
Why are you in
go
your
ahead,
feelings?
Ezel.
I'm just answering a question. I wasn't talking about you. Get out your feelings. Okay. Like I said. Like I said, it doesn't have those chemicals. If you urinate in your bed, it's going to leave a stain, a distinct stain. If you ejaculate, if a woman ejaculates, it doesn't leave that stain. And I can't think of the fluid that's called. Maybe Joey has it on the top of his head, but it's a distinctive glandular thing. It comes from the same area, but it's distinctly different. And, you know, can every woman do it? I don't know. I've been reading for the last 2 or 3 years, and, you know, some say 30%, some say 60%. Some say you can do it with the G-spot stimulation. Some people say you just need to relax. They say a lot of women don't do it because they think they're peeing and they think they're doing something
exactly
that's defiled. And if you just relax and understand that, hey, your body's going to do what it, you know, naturally does, and that's not pee on your bed, you're going to be okay.
Right.
Urinate on your bed, that'll be okay. You know, my girl asked me today when I was in there, she's like, so, you know, how many people out of, you know, 20 would you say? I say if there's 20 in a room, maybe 5. I don't know. I mean, I got some friends they run like
your girl asked you today, Ezel. Is that what you said?
My girl asked me today.
your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Don't.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
She laughed.
What'd you think,
she
my
laughed.
Daughter?
Oh. I was just getting clear.
Okay.
I was just referring
that
you use names and not your girl. That's all.
Okay. Maybe she don't want to have a name in public.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I got another question.
Yes.
For the ladies, if you're with a guy and you experience multiple orgasms with
every woman should experience that.
Say, what was the question again?
I'm getting it. So you're with a guy, multiple orgasms with this guy. In your mind, you put him in, just automatically go in a higher echelon of your lovers because of the multiple orgasms.
That's a good question.
Okay. What was the question again?
For a guy, you get with a guy, he gives you multiple orgasms. So in your mind, do you rate him higher as a lover? That's my question. Do you rate him higher as a lover because he gives you multiple orgasms?
I'm not going to say no because I have multiple orgasms all the time. So
go ahead, Deidre. I'm proud of you.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to man.
I mean, I think that's a matter of, it's more to it than just the fact that you have multiple orgasms at that moment, because although it is some physical stimulation, it still includes your mental capacity and how far you let your body release. And so sometimes there is a need for that level of release. And when we get to talk about the benefits like stress relief or, you know, other things, and you know, that it does for you, I think that the fact that you had multiple orgasms is contributed to some extent to the skill sets of the person that you're with, but I don't think that rates them as a higher lover, because you could be abrasive and killing my clitoris. That doesn't mean that it's not going to respond to you. I mean, so I don't think that gives you a gold star and puts you at the top of the list for a comeback.
Exactly.
Well, in other words, women don't be rating their lover.
Wow, y'all
well,
don't?
I didn't say that.
Thank you for somebody being honest. Thank you.
I do think women rate their love, but I think
the way
we rate is very different than how men rate, because we rate not just based on performance. We rate based on our level of attraction and what we want from that person and
all of those things.
Why do women their criteria is so much different from men?
Say it again.
Why do women always think their requirement for a mate is so much different from men? Even if I'm sleeping with you, I want you to be attractive. I want to have some type of connection with you. I want you to be good at what you do. I mean,
come on, Ezell.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, though, but with men, if a woman, 9 times out of 10, if a woman, you know, comes in the bedroom and just is a free-for-all, you all will rate her higher than a woman who probably just doesn't have, you know, I mean, what I'm saying is if you met two women and one, you had sex and it was good sex, but the other one, you had sex and good head, you're going to rate her higher just because she gave you oral sex.
Women don't operate off of that.
That's not true.
And if you're saying women don't operate off that, you're exactly right, because women operate off of that more so than men.
I can have a good sexual time with you, but if I don't like you and I don't want to be with you, I'm not rating you higher than the guy that I really like and gave me an okay sexual time.
I'm just saying for us, more plays into it. You're blurring the lines. We're not talking about who you want to marry. We're talking about, hey,
really?
It's 11 o'clock, Friday night, my girl's all gone out, I need to get it in. I'm not calling the guy that I really, really like that I'm going to have to, you know, a little to the left, baby. No, a little to the right. No, you're not doing that right.
Exactly.
You're going to call that dude that come over there in his Tim's, put in work, and go home.
I met you in Tim's, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
And I totally agree. with what he just said. Cause, and women, I learned growing up, women are a lot nastier than men.
Oh, my God, are they not?
They are not nastier. I learned it. Yes. Don't even, who said what?
And I will have some friends. I will have some friends call into this show, and y'all will be like, oh, my God, really?
Well, have them call in.
Women talk about sex a lot more than they put out, than they try to perceive. They try to make men seem like they just porn dogs. But women talk about sex, and they talk about sex a lot worse.
Especially in 2011. Mike couldn't get away with it in the 70s.
Especially if the man is any good. They don't hold back.
Okay, so for all of y'all nasty callers, y'all the ones to be talking about sex and orgasms, ladies, you know, somebody need to call in and tell these guys that they're wrong. So go ahead and call in at 760-683-2662. And we're just going to go ahead and bring on in Miss Joy from Virginia.
Hi, Joy. Oh, ladies. Hello. Oh, ladies. I hate to admit it, but the men are right.
Boom.
Not all women.
And that's why I'm a woman.
Not all women. I'm not the nasty, raunchy chick that be, you know, giving all the details and information, but I definitely have female friends who are on that next level, and ladies, we are the biggest critique if the man does not handle his business in the bedroom.
I mean, even
and
vice versa.
And vice versa. If he handles his business, y'all critique.
If he's good at it, he gets a high mark for that. If he ain't good at it, depending on what level of where we at with that guy, he will not get a return phone call. If we willing to work with it, we will put in the work and get him to the left, to the right, you know, adjust, et cetera. But if he's not willing, if you're not willing to put that effort in and train and maneuver him to put him where you need him to be, he will not get the return call. He won't. The men are...
Well, who does that, though?
Who does what?
Who trains it?
Oh,
now, these ladies, I don't want to make it sound like pets or nothing. I'll take it out. But I'm just saying, if we are willing to have that whole conversation and go forward with effort and, like the guy said, to the left, you know, move to the right and maneuvering and all of that, then women will do that. But there aren't many women nowadays that will do that. If you ain't
Joy,
there
can I
already.
Ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Joy, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you believe that women have ejaculation or squirt?
Excuse
my language.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I like Joy. She tells the truth.
Well, who is that they get truth? All right, let me say, who's not telling the truth, Joy?
Who
wasn't telling the truth?
Y'all trying to say y'all don't rape men.
I didn't say we didn't rape men. We never
said
that. How?
It's deeper than men. Women do it deeper than men. No, they don't. No, they
do not. Okay, well, let me be clear. I did not mean to imply that we rate men deeper or at a deeper level. I simply wanted to make the point that we do not rate men based just on what happens sexually in the bed. Women don't make the disconnect and say, oh, he's at the top of my list because he did this.
Yeah, they do.
Maybe there are those women that do, but for moi, it has to be, you don't get the top of the list if there's not something more there for me to hold on to.
So you don't have, like, your top 10 lovers?
And then another list of who you want
to
be with.
I ain't mean to say 10.
You're fine. I am the type of person, and this is just very, y'all know me already, so y'all know where this is getting ready to go. I do not like to waste time sexually.
I know that's right.
So I have to be stimulated mentally. Something has to compel me towards you.
It is a waste of time for me. And I have had the type of experiences where a man has stimulated me both mentally and sexually, physically. He knows what to do. He knows what he's doing. So I can't just fall for, you know, Joe Blow down the street, oh, we didn't have some drinks tonight, let's just hop in the bed. That doesn't work for me. Because I need
you.
To have all of that working. However, there are people who I would say, not even people, I think probably one, that there has never been a time in my life that I've been with this person and it was not top notch. Now, since being saved and getting on the Missionary Society and I'm at faith.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Right.
We is trees.
I had to say that for Patrice.
Where is she? I don't even know where she's at.
She's on the floor screaming, what? Trust me.
Why was she that
practicing?
For me?
Yay, Patrice is back. You were practicing. Yay.
No, that was
wow. So no, I'm just saying that, you know, there are certain things that you need, and you, when you have those kinds of experiences, you then realize that your tolerance for the whole move over here, do this, do that, is very low, very limited. You're just not able to do that. Now, I believe if you're a young couple and you've waited until you were married to have sex and both of you all are virgins or one of you all is virgins and you both waited and so you're
poor
not child. That experienced and you don't have that skill set, then I definitely think that you both should spend time with one another and training the other one on how to please you. But there's no couple in this world that hasn't told their partner, this is how you need to do this to please me.
Amen.
With that person because they're not going off the top of their head. You know, like some men, you know, feel like, you know, I mean, I'll just say for me, I'm a bite person. Now, everybody
My
don't
God.
Want you biting on them.
That's true. You better preach.
No comment.
So for somebody like me, it doesn't hurt. For somebody else, that's painful, so don't do that. So
right.
there is that kind of instruction and that kind of training.
But Heather, let me ask this. I'm sorry. But I mean, but you don't mean somebody to come and take a bite, a chunk out of you, though.
No, but Joey, between me and you, I like a nice hard bite, though.
You like to be bit or you like to bite?
No, I like to be bit.
Okay, so you feeling that night, and that's what you want. So you're not going to call a guy that don't bite you.
No.
Well,
I'm not calling no guy, but if I was calling a guy, he already knows to bite.
Okay,
let me put it like that.
That's my point. You're not
he
going
already
to one
knows.
Not going to bite you. I don't care
he
what
he knows to bite.
Say. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we all, as my friend say, you all, every woman got that, as she calls it, her roller dick. And I got mine.
I don't have one of those. Unfortunately, I'm a very.
You don't have one of those anymore because of where you are in your life.
Never had one of those.
You've never
me
had
either.
A better. You have never
that
had
doesn't
one.
Sound classy. A roller bad word.
No. Let me say this. First of all, I am the type of person that I need to have some kind of care attached. I can't do the random sex thing.
No,
doesn't work for me.
Okay. Let me. And I say roller dick, but I don't mean it's got to be sexual, okay? Hey, I know this guy likes to watch movies. I want to watch a movie tonight. I know this guy likes to go to the club. I got to go to the club.
You're talking to
the little black
let
book.
Me say this to you. I got one for days of the week, for seasons, one who likes to go to church, one who likes to go to the ball game.
There you go.
That type of thing. Then that's, yeah.
Okay.
That's cool.
And I got, and you got to start beside the one that bites.
Yep. He got 3 stars next to him. He said.
He has gold stars. Thank you.
Wait a minute,
the ones that be on the board in your classroom in the sixth grade.
Yes, sir.
Put the real big stars on there. You just see them when you walk in the room.
Listen.
Wait a minute, y'all.
Yes.
Hey, wait a minute. The roller thing, whatever. Hey, wait a minute. I don't have one of those. Does every woman
no
tree. Mean? Huh?
Joey, did you say?
Who is that?
No?
Is that Patrice?
Yeah, that's Patrice.
Does everybody have one of those?
Patrice ain't on? Got nothing but a wall full of books. That's it.
I don't see anything I don't see anything wrong with that at all. I'm not offended. Not at all.
And I know you wouldn't be.
No, I don't even understand how to be offended. I wouldn't know how to be offended with that. But my question is, really, do every woman have the roller thing?
No, Trees, because you don't have one.
All right,
okay.
Moving on.
My Trees.
All right.
So, I'm just saying, if she doesn't have one, then that every woman doesn't have one.
Right.
Or exactly.
But most
right.
women do.
Exactly.
And when I met my girl, she had dealt with a guy for 10 years. I called him, in case of emergency, break glass. Because if she ever get mad at me, that's who she's going to. I already know that. That women, they keep that stuff.
Your girl.
What?
What's her name?
None of your business.
Go on my Facebook page. Her name is on my page.
Say my name, say my name.
Her name is Wendy.
Oh,
she's on my Facebook.
She got a nice traditional name.
In a relationship with Wendy Gilmore.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, so I
how
guess
long y'all been together?
Heather, I guess you were wrong about who he was kissing.
Oh, I wasn't wrong about who he was kissing.
Hey. Don't let one confuse you about the other. Been together about 10 years.
10 years?
That's beautiful. Y'all not married?
No. Well, I mess
that's
up a perfectly
show.
Good
we'll
relationship.
We'll have a Zill back.
Why mess up a perfectly good relationship?
Okay.
Well, moving along. Brother. Go ahead, Deirdre, because Wendy, we're praying for you. Moving on.
Ooh, that's a long time.
Okay. All righty then. So we're coming up to a close, but there's a couple of things we still want to get out to you guys. You still have time to call
we're
in. Don't be afraid.
Up to a close. No pun intended.
The number to call in is 760-683-2662. We know you're out there listening, and we know you have something to say. So go ahead and call in. Nobody will know. Use a fake name. Do whatever you got to do, but call in and get in on the conversation. Moving on to the next topic is health benefits related to an orgasm.
Stress relief.
Well, let me tell you this. We can do this real quick. It is definitely a stress reliever, and it eases depression. Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
Yes, it does, because it releases endorphins.
It
also,
about the whole depression.
How about this, ladies? Ladies, this is good for you to know. An orgasm also helps with menstrual cramps. Did you know that?
Yes, it's a pain reliever. You have a chemical called oxytocin or something like that in the body.
Yep.
And the climax releases that, so it's a pain reliever. So, like, if you have a headache, so men, when your woman tells you she has a headache, that's
I got
the time
this.
To do it.
There you go. I can get rid of that. I can help you with that.
Same for men.
That headache, yes, an orgasm will get rid of that.
It's a pain reliever for men and women, definitely. It reduces the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
It does.
That's going to get your heart rate up above the norm.
The heartbeat. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Y'all want to know what else it does?
Tell them. Why not?
But listen, the men are going to love this one. That orgasm boosts cardio health, and it was found, a study was done, and this is back, it is true, I know you're not going to believe it, that women who give oral sex and swallow decrease high blood pressure.
Amen.
I think I did that.
Amen.
Here's another thing. Hold up.
I'm dead.
There it is.
Sex is getting ready to protect your heart in Jesus' name.
No, this is also a good thing for the married ladies or committed couples or what have you, and y'all are trying to have babies. Do you know it is an aid or help if you're swallowing the semen when you're doing it? It helps with getting pregnant as well.
That's good. And also, if you're already pregnant, you know how women get preeclampsia when they're pregnant? If you swallow sperm, it helps to stop you from getting preeclampsia, which is a form of high blood pressure just when you're pregnant. It's when your blood pressure just spikes really high. It's induced by pregnancy. So it works well with that, too.
Can y'all give them the website y'all getting this wrong? Because I need to be pointing people in the direction of the website. I need to be pointing them in the direction.
Semen is also good for your hair. Women didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's a good conditioner for your hair.
And y'all thought men were just making this stuff up.
orgasm in men counteracts against prostate cancer.
Want me to live longer. There you go.
From getting prostate cancer. Orgasms help healing wounds because, again, that pain reliever, those endorphins, those chemicals that are, you know. And the best one for me, you know, most times when I ask people how old I am, they're like, oh, you're this age. It fights aging. Orgasms fight aging. So have more orgasms, people.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in that if you want to have sex and be sinning like Heather, don't waste time. I think both people should walk out with at least one or two orgasms, and then you can have one or two orgasms as well. You just, one, if you're healthy, especially if you're healthy, men and women, you can have better orgasms if you are physically fit, you are healthy. Just get healthy, guys. If America wants to decrease obesity, you know, just teach people how to have good sex, and they will exercise because they want to have better orgasms. I just believe that. I believe it. And get me, you know, some people saying be married, you know, because I don't want nobody thinking I'm promoting premarital sex. But I'm just saying, if you're going to do it, everybody should walk out happy. And orgasms make me very happy. I don't know about anybody else, but they make me very happy. And it makes me happy to know that my woman has had about 2, 3, or 4 that she can take.
Okay. Well, we have a caller. Patrick, your comment or question is?
Jesus, don't be rushing my point. Come on. Because I want her to have orgasm.
Yes, that's great. Mm-hmm. Patrick, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I just have a question for the ladies. Preferably, Heather, is that your name? Is that your name?
Yes, it is Heather.
Okay. Okay. I got a question. Well, both ladies can answer, but as far as orgasms, which one is best suited from you? Like, how do you get the best orgasm? Do you get the best orgasm or the strongest orgasm through oral sex or through penetration?
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
I guess my question is, what is the one thing that you have to have between the two? I'm not trying to get in your business. I'm just asking because
I know
that's in our business, Patrick. That's all up in her business.
Since he asked for Heather, he wanted to be in her business.
clearly, he wants to know what he can do to help me get an orgasm. So, Patrick,
I just want to know. It's not about help. I'm just asking.
Oh, okay. Well, for me personally, I am capable of having an orgasm through.
He didn't ask what you was capable of. He said what you need.
What do I prefer? Did he say oral or penetration? I mean, what was the question? I'm totally confused.
Yeah, he said oral or penetration. Yes, he said oral or penetration.
Yeah. What's the one thing that you have to have?
You have to have it.
That you have to have it, like no matter what's going on, no matter what the situation is, the one thing that you have to have before that man leaves the house, what do you have to have?
Penetration.
And there you go.
Sure.
He said,
"Are
you sure?"
I was going to say, "Did he ask you, are you sure?"
Yeah, wait a minute, man. Wait a minute.
Is that your final
answer? Is this one of these surprise callers? Again,
right.
Heather,
you can't get your callers under control. What is going on?
Let me say
you,
this.
Are you sure?
Let me be clear.
Are you sure, Heather?
I'm sorry. Am I breaking your concentration?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
let me say this, that there are several things that get me there. I don't really understand the dynamics of the question. Like, what I have to have is a man that makes me feel good,
both
mentally and physically. However, I'm the type of woman that I feel like if I have oral sex, I feel like I need to go all the way. I can't just stop there. So that's why I gave the answer that I gave. Now, I could stop there if something presented it, but my preference is if I have oral sex, I'm not trying to just let that be. It's just like a man, you give him head now. Some men are like, oh, cool with that. But at some point, you like, oh, no, I got to go all the way. So when I get a husband, I would suspect that either we'll do it, be continued if there's kids or something like that. But for me, I don't want to just stop there.
Let me just pause and say real quick that if she gives mind-blowing head, I won't need to do nothing else. I would want to, but...
Well, I didn't say that there was necessarily a need. I can have an orgasm from oral sex. I'm just saying that what I would want
is the next level. I was talking about me. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about me.
But you wouldn't want to go further? You wouldn't want more?
Nah,
I'm going to go
to bed. I'm done.
I always want more, but am I able to? That's the difference.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, go ahead.
No, I'm just gonna say. Oh, I'm always willing. Yeah, but I'm just saying, somebody give you some mind blowing, out of this world. That was one of them ones where the intensity level is really high for me, especially if you do. Well, I can't remember which one of y'all said it because I kind of died a little bit. But when you said do something with the balls or whatever, they know what they're doing that way. That's going to take me right on out of here. I'm going to have to go repent. Good night, y'all.
That's what you call it.
Good night. I'm ending early.
That's what you call it now, Joe?
He got to go and put it down.
That's what I said.
Right,
that's, what, that's what you call it now, Joey. Repent. Okay. Yeah, Hail Mary for that.
Right. Gotta go in the confessional box. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. Be back.
All right. Right before we get ready to go ahead and close on out of this wonderful topic, you still have about 5 minutes to call in. If you have a question or comment, you can call in to 760-683-2662. Before we go on out, though, I wanted to do some fun facts about orgasms that you may or may not have known. And, guys, if y'all have any additional ones, you can go ahead and put them out there. Some of the facts that I came up with is that there is an estimated 24% to 37% of women who can't climax. That is just saying.
That is
24% to 34%.
That explains evil women on the subway.
also,
I'm with you,
how about this? This is something that's very interesting. If that wasn't weird enough, if the sacral nerve in the spinal cord are oxygenated and electrically stimulated, in theory, dead people can have orgasms. How about that?
Mm-hmm. That's some crazy stuff
you're
talking about.
I don't
want to
hear nothing about no necrophilia.
I'm just saying. You didn't realize that, you know, dead people can still have orgasms, but of course they have to be brain dead and stuff. I'm not talking about the in the grave and all this kind of stuff, but I'm just saying. estimates state that men ejaculate at least 14 gallons of sperm over a lifetime. 14 gallons. The most female orgasms recorded by doctors were 134 within a single hour. See, that's where I needed to be right there. I needed to be that woman who had 134 in a single hour.
Dead, but you can be dead after 130.
Oh. Well, she ain't dead because they recorded it.
No, she dead. Nobody didn't get her name. She had died.
Oh, my gosh.
She died in her sleep.
Check this out. Though not all orgasms seem great, when queen bees mate with a lucky male drone, the male's genitalia snap off and explode during orgasm. These act as a plug so no other drones can mate with the queen. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I need
she
that
has
one,
an
though.
Exploding orgasm. Or he
one.
Has. I'm sorry.
Yep.
And then on another animal-related note, bonobos and possibly dolphins have sex for pleasure like us. Did you know that?
Bonobos.
That's crazy.
That I knew.
Bonobos. Yeah, bonobos. Yes, I knew that one as well.
Yeah. And our favorite,
bonobo is at Samucky.
And bonobos actually have oral sex as well.
Do they?
Yeah, them some nasty little creatures, boy.
They are nasty, but that's how they socialize.
Yeah, they get it in.
Yeah,
oh,
they
wow.
do everything.
They get jealous. They sneak behind each other's back.
Mm-hmm. They cheat on each other. They even on the Maury Povich show asking who their daddy is.
Yeah. You are not the father.
All right. And then the last one, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap it up because we have 2 minutes left. Did you realize a pig's orgasm lasts for 30 minutes? That's crazy.
Dang.
Yeah.
30 Dang. Minutes.
Dang.
Are they incapacitated during that?
They must be dead.
That's why they're so
why
easy to kill.
They have to be dead if they have
hey,
a
I
long
don't know about
orgasm.
You. I don't know about you, but you have a strong one and see if you'd be almost close to death. Can't move, can't think, can't talk.
I'm just saying.
Do you know you have involuntary verbalizations when you have an orgasm?
I don't know. But I do want to say that next week's topic is how do I know if I'm too freaky or just an extremely passionate lover? So please call in next week. Tune in. If you're listening in and you're a little shy this time listening to us, please call in at 760-683-2662. We really enjoyed sharing this conversation with y'all, and come back on next week, Wednesday night at 8 p.m. We're here for an hour and a half.